It's Thursday, and so we turn to Maine politics in this week's edition of Across the Aisle. Keith Shortall spoke with Cynthia Dill, a Portland attorney who served in the legislature as a Democrat, and former Republican lawmaker Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing.
Cynthia, Meredith, happy Thursday. Just as we were at the height of the reaction to President Trump's response, or lack of response, or improper response, depending on which side you take, to the violent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia this past weekend, Maine Governor Paul LePage today weighed in on his weekly appearance on Portland radio station WGAN, saying, Meredith, that he condemns both sides in the demonstrations and likens taking down statues of Confederate figures to removing a monument to people who died in the 9/11 attacks.
First of all, it's so complex. And the governor has been criticized for not weighing in sooner, but certainly I think made his feelings quite clear today. I think I might have handled the initial communications not only from the governor's perspective, but also from the president's perspective very differently. But they both are being connected today because they both said both sides have, you know, there are issues on both sides. And there are. At the same time, I don't think a lot of people even understand what happened on Saturday and what the main issue was. It's about monuments and what they stand for and how complicated it is to judge history with today's standards.
Cynthia, the president came under harsh fire for trying to spread the blame to both sides. Could the governor as well in this case?
Absolutely. First of all, there's no two sides. There's not both sides in this. I mean, Nazis are not the same as people who are opposed to Nazis. The only equivalence is if you're opposed to violence and you take violence out from both sides of any equation, then you're left with what's there. And what's there are people, white supremacists who have, you know, crawled out from their caves thanks to, I think, implicit support by the president and remarks by him, marching for, you know, racist and xenophobic reasons. And that's not the same as people who are peacefully protesting against racism and bigotry. And for the president to sort of make this false equivalence was ridiculous. For Paula Page to say, I don't listen to, you know, I don't read newspapers or watch TV. I was busy in my garage when this, you know, violent clash took place in Virginia. But geez, you know, a pox on both sides is just in keeping with his just ignorance of the racial tensions that are so prevalent in today's society. And to equate, again, like I said, to equate people who are actually advocating for fascism with those people who are protesting against it is just an analytical crutch. It's lazy and it's really, really, I think, dangerous.
And how will this play out, though, politically? What do you think it will mean for the Trump presidency and for what's left of the LePage governorship?
Well, with Trump, you see immediately the CEOs of some of the biggest companies in the world distancing themselves. His business councils have dissipated. There's been harsh remarks made by men typically who would not make such remarks in the press. So there's been those repercussions. You see already a distancing by other Republican members of Congress. They're not coming to the president's defense. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have come together and stated very plainly and clearly that the military is not in support in any way of any racist doctrine. So I think you're seeing people rise up and take a stand against Trump. And these are people who normally would be his allies and courting his favor.
Meredith, could this be a tipping point for those Republicans who have stuck by him, but maybe this is just a step too far for them?
Well, clearly, you know, I mean, Cynthia is correct. I mean, everybody has come out. Certainly the Republicans, an extremely long list of folks have been extremely clear right up and down the line. And then as far as LePage, you know, it's a time where everybody needs to be extremely clear.
But could this have implications for him for any future political, should he have them, thoughts?
I don't see that at this point.
I just see of all the Republicans who are distancing themselves from Trump and his very, you know, harsh words, LePage is one of the few who hasn't. So he, in my view, he's basically given up the moral leadership of the Republican Party in the state of Maine. He's passed the hat. He can no longer stand as the standard bearer for Republicans taking the position he has on this issue. And therefore, he is going to be, I think, for some candidates, a toxic endorser. I mean, Mary Mayhew, if she's going to attach her wagon to Paula Page when he is being, you know, equated with Donald Trump and these right-wing fascists, I just don't think that helps someone in the state of Maine run.
Mary Mayhew, of course, the LePage's former commissioner who has resigned that post to run for governor. On top of that, she also has been at the helm of a Department of Human Services that has been scrutinized by the federal government. A new report came out from the Office of Inspector General that's very critical of the way the department has handled monitoring of cases involving people with developmental disabilities, in some cases failing to report them to police or failing to monitor them properly. How damaging is that politically to Mayhew?
I think it's very damaging, especially because from a political perspective, it used to be when the federal government came down hard on the Department of Health and Human Services, Mary Mayhew could say, oh, Obama, it's the Obama administration. And, you know, these tax and spend Democrats just don't know what fiscal responsibility looks like. Well, now we have a Trump administration and the same, you know, the even worse reports are coming out, scathing reports of Mayhew's supervision and, you know, management of this department. And real people have felt the hurt. And now we're just seeing it in black and white from an administration that theoretically is aligned with her politically. So it just, in my view, just underscores the incompetency and the ineptitude of Mary Mayhew as the commissioner of Department of Health and Human Services.
But Meredith, if she goes out and just talks about jobs and the economy, and don't her supporters still stay with her regardless of this federal report?
That remains to be seen. And more importantly, she hasn't worked in the area of the economy and jobs. And so I think she'll be kind of circling back to the whole welfare conversation. However, what you're going to hear, I think, is that it's going to be the onion will be peeled back and we will find out that, in fact, that the reason none of these things were investigated is that the laws or the rules of the way DHHS in Maine operate is that they don't check all of those things out. And this has been an ongoing issue in the state. We've had long waiting lists off and on over the years, much further back than just sort of during the last 7 years. It went further. It's a management issue. It's really the most important people, most vulnerable in the state of Maine. And how could we leave 133 of them out there to hang?
All right, Cynthia, Meredith, see you next week.
Have a great week.
You too.